כבוד.
פרשת חיי שרה. תורת יזוס. אברהם זקן בא בימים. השם בירך את אברהם בכל.
Actually, the Gemara explains that Abraham is not very old the way it sounds. The Gemara says Abraham Zaken means he sits in yeshiva. So the way the Gemara explained, Bakol means a son, and Abraham Avinu calls up on his servant, his slave, doesn't say his name. Abraham says he looks like Abraham Avinu. Zohar says he controls himself. Abraham trusted him in everything that he has. And he calls him and says, please, I want you to swear to me that you will not take any girl from this nation that we live at for my son. He didn't even tell him the positive way. First, if you tell him, listen, I want you to look for Shidduch for my son. And the second sentence should be, but I don't want you to take from here. The opening statement right away tells him, I do not want you to take any girl from this nation. What are you talking about? Then he explained to him, he tells him, listen, what I would like to do is to go to my family in Haran. And okay, actually, the Gemara said Abraham Avinu had a hint 3 years before. At Akedat Yitzchak, right after the Akedat, Hashem told him that the girl Rivka was born to Betuel, granddaughter to Abraham's brother Nachor, and she is the designated one. But Abraham doesn't say anything to Eliezer. He leaves it open. He tells me, go to my family. And they bring the girl after you. Language in the Torah says she has to come after you. What do you mean after you? With you? No, it's after you. It means is that he has so called to lead the girl back. And Eliezer asks, what would be if the girl would not like to go after me? Again, he emphasized after me. May I bring Yitzchak here? Why did you ask this question? Abraham told you to go get the girl. You don't get the girl. No. He asked, what if the girl doesn't want? If the girl doesn't want, you're off the hook. No. Only if I take Yitzchak. Abraham says, no. Has to Shalom, don't take Yitzchak down. It is Hashem that spoke about me and swore to me. Abraham emphasized. He says, when did Hashem swear to you? Abraham Avinu was 70 years old. Hashem swore to him. Hashem told him, you're going to have a child, and this land is going to be for your child. Abraham tells him, he's going to send an angel to help you? What does it mean exactly? How do you know he's going to send an angel to help? What does it mean? It's a bracha. It's a prophecy. And you bring the girl. And in case the girl won't come, then you go to my neighbors. I want my three friends, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, and you take one of those daughters for my son. So the first question, of course, is why Abraham Avinu himself doesn't go? This is a very, very big responsibility to go down there and to find a wife for Yitzchak Avinu. And the second thing is, he tells him, go to my family, and in case they don't want, so you go to my neighbor. You go to the neighbor. Why don't you go to the neighbor? We'll go and knock on the door over there. But you tell them, it's possible if you think maybe it's too hard a trip for Abraham Avinu, because it should have taken 17 days from Hebron to Haran to Syria. It's hard to believe that that's why not Abraham is not going. But let's assume he's not going because it's too hard. It's 140 years old right now. Okay, but he tells him, if the girl won't come, he says, you go to my neighbor. What do you mean? I should go to your neighbor? Why did you go to the neighbor? It's across the street. You go knock on the door. Says the Torah,
that Eliezer is leaving. He's leaving, he takes 10 camels along with him. So the Gemara tells us that Eliezer had what we call pitzat haderech, something should have taken 17 days, took few hours. He landed in Syria in no time. He got there in the evening, and he knows that the girls usually come in the evening to draw water. So he stands by the well and tells Hashem, listen, here I am, because my master Avram sent me away. Excuse me. I almost went to Israel, so I got jet lag before I went. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, listen, I'm here and the girls are going to come and I'm going to ask her to give me some water and she'll offer to give my camels. That's the designated one. Comes the Gemara and says, listen, it's a mistake to do such a thing. Because you never know who was going to come. Might be that any girl would come and would offer you water and as well to your camels, and she is not a designated one. She has to be from Avram's family. Avram emphasized it. And you want a good girl. The Gemara says, well, what happened if this girl is blind? Or this girl, she's missing a foot? How can you say such a thing? Paul says, but even though that he did something wrong to say such a thing, Hashem answered him, Hashem is going to send the right one. He says, if he did something wrong, why does Hashem do the right thing? It's contradiction. He did something wrong, the Gemara says. Should not have said it. So he should not say it. The girl should not come. Hashem should protect Avraham Avinu, and Hashem, no girl would say yes. All the girls will come, and Eliezer will ask him, can I have some water? And the girl said, either yes or no, but no girl will offer to give the camels. And it's a big job to give 10 camels water. And that's the end of it. The Gemara says, no. Eliezer asked something not proper, but Hashem did answer proper. But the question is, what is really the, let me say in a nice word, the chutzpah that Eliezer has when he does such a thing? Your master told you to go to the house and knock on the door and ask them. And he knows that there's a girl over there. So he knows there's a girl over there. So what is this trick? What is this trick? As you stand over there and you give us some instructions, the girl is going to give water, just go to the house. Look on Google, where is Mr. Betuel? By the way, he was the king of Aram, Rivka's father. So, everybody knows where the palace is. You go to the palace, knock on the door, and says, here I am, I'm asking some questions about your daughter. No, you're standing at the well. Aram never told you to stand in the well, but you're trying to be a miracle man, a magician. What are you not supposed to do? You're supposed to fulfill your duty. Your duty was, your job was to go to the house. And I'm only telling you to go find out if the girl is going to give water. And if she won't give water, it means she's not the designated one. Two husbands, a little girl, Rivka's 3 years old. So, you ask her, water, you want her to offer to give water to the camels? It's a very major job to give water to 10 camels. How do you expect her to do it? And she won't do it, she's not designated. What does it mean? Then comes the Torah and says that Rivka came, and Eliezer asks her, will you give me water? And she offers for the camels as well. He goes over to her, doesn't ask her name, and he put two bracelets on her hands, and an earring on her nose, and he said, Ariat Mekudeshet Yitzchak ben Avraham. Engagement, and to undo this engagement, you need the get. It's not the engagement that we have today. In those times, the engagement of the Gemara was in front of 10 people. This is the first part of the Kiddushin that we do under the Chuppah. That after they say the two brachot, and let's say under the Chuppah, they say the first two brachot, Baruch Yagefen, and the second bracha, Al Arayot, and they say, Kaddosh Yisrael, the Chuppah Kiddushin, and the girl said, no, I changed my mind, I don't want to get married to you. No problem, they cancel the wedding, everything, but she needs a get.
She's not free. It's called erusin. It's called engagement. But that engagement requires a get to cancel it. So now, Rivka is engaged. She doesn't know nothing. She doesn't know to whom. She has no idea. She doesn't know his name. The family doesn't know nothing. There's a stranger came, and he asked her for water, and she said yes. And he said, okay, 1 second, girl. Hey, come over here. Mazal tov. And they said, 9 people with him. And he says, Mazal tov. I said, well, Mazal tov. Oh, Mazal tov. She's very happy. Happy, she goes home. She goes home. She tells her mother. She says, the father, the mother. Laban sees it. And he runs to him. And Ibn the Gemara says he runs because he wants to kill Laban. He wants to kill Eliezer. He wants to rob him because it was 24-carat bracelets. So he sees, the Gemara says he sees that Eliezer is standing in the air together with the camels. He says he's not going to start up with this guy. He goes down, Eliezer goes, Eliezer landed down with him. And he says, no, come to the house, come to the house. In the meantime, he asked her before she left, he asked, what's your name? She said, my name is Rivka, and my father is Betula, I'm grandson. He said, oh, Mazal tov, good, good, good. Can I come to your house? He comes to the house, So he said, I am the slave of Avraham Avinu. I said, okay, fine, so what would you like? He says, would like to eat something? So I said, yeah, I would like to eat something. So they made a soup for him. And Betula, the father, ordered to put some poison in the soup. They want to kill him. When they saw the bracelets and the earring on the nose, they figured it's a very rich person. And she said she got engaged to somebody, they don't even know the guy. They say nothing. They're gonna poison him. In the meantime, the Gemara says an angel came and switched the plates, and he's gonna eat the poison. So the Torah says that I tell him, no, who are you? What? He says, let me tell you something. I am the slave of Avraham Avinu, and today he has notarized letter that today was signed in Eretz Israel. You see the date? I said, something should have taken 17 days, took a few hours, and I came to the well. And Torah repeats the whole story. And he ended the story. So Laban and Betuel said to him, yeah, Mazal tov, we see it's from Hashem. The Gemara tells us they used to worship Avodah Zarah. This Betuel was a trash person, says the Gemara. Low life, doesn't believe in anything, it doesn't behave like a person, it behaves like an animal. And now, all of a sudden, there's a stranger that comes here, and he says he's a slave of Avraham. This Betuel never saw Avraham Avinu. Never. He said he is Avraham Avinu. He has no passport, no driver license, no credit card, nothing to prove that he is anybody. Nothing. No papers. Got no papers. He said, who are you? Oh, you're your uncle Avraham. Yeah, I am his slave. And he got his son Isaac, Yitzchak. So I came for the Shidduch and I met a girl and she told me the name, changes the story a little bit. I said, I gave a bracelet and Mazal tov. And the father said, oh, Mazal tov, yeah, of course, but from Hashem. What is, how do you believe that this strange, you never saw this guy? And you don't believe in God anyway, you don't believe in Hashem. How do you believe that you say 100%? The whole thing is focus. The whole thing is fiction. It's nothing. The guy is a magician. What is this? No? In the meantime, in the morning, he ate the soup and he died in the morning. Eliezer gets up in the morning and the man is dead. The king of Syria is dead. So Eliezer disregards the whole thing and he tells the mother, the widow, and the son that he wants to leave. I said, no, he can't leave now. First of all, it's going to be a funeral. Secondly, you know, we have to prepare the girl. So Eliezer said, listen, I have to leave. So he said, you know what? Let's ask the girl. They're 3 years old. Of course, she said she wants a mommy. They call up Rivka. And Rivka said, of course I'm going. And even if you don't let me, I run away with him. I said, you don't even know the guy. You just sent me yesterday the first time. You don't know where you're going. He tells you, you engage to somebody, you don't even know how he looks, you don't know anything about him, about the family, and you're going to say, I'm leaving against your will. Even if you don't let me, I run away with him. Well, how do you get it? How do you get a situation like this? And she left to finish and got married to him. Chachamim tell us, Avram, the Torah tells us, Avram Avinu, when he, 2 weeks ago, Parashat Lech Lecha, you heard that his nephew Lot was kidnapped. Og Melech HaBashan came to the tent, it was the night of Pesach, just before the night of Pesach, he said, your brother-in-law was kidnapped. He went, and he drafted Eliezer from the yeshiva. He said, I can't be Yom Shavuim, it's the biggest mitzvah. But the Zohar, the Gemara says, this Lot is really David HaMelech's great-grandfather. Because Lot will have a daughter, and from the Lot, from the daughter is going to become a granddaughter Ruth. So the Gemara says, the Zohar says, the Nishmat David HaMelech was inside Lot. By the way, Lot numerical value is 45. 45 is the numerical value of the word Geula. And it says, this is really Lot. His name is Geula. It says, he has inside himself the redemption. Eventually, of course, it's Mashiach. So he was kidnapped. So Avraham was notified that Lot is in captivity. So he went to the yeshiva, and he took Eliezer Rosh Yeshiva. He says, come, let's go. Pidyon Shvuim, this is Lot, this is Mashiach, everything is in danger. So he took Lot. In the meantime, comes the Gemara with a statement. Comes the Gemara and says, look, one of the reasons we ended up in Egypt is because Avraham Avinu used the Rosh Yeshiva to go and release Lot from captivity. That's the Gemara, Masechet Nedarim. Gemara says, listen, Avraham made a big mistake. He don't draft Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh Yeshiva is to say in the Yeshiva, the Zechut, the merit that he teaches, that he learns. So I know it's Pidyon Shavuim. I know, okay, listen, Avraham, you should have found somebody else to go with you. You don't have to Rosh Yeshiva. The Gemara says, that cost us 210 years of slavery. In Egypt, you don't touch Rosh Yeshiva. Okay, he comes, we just learned now. Avraham called him and said, listen, you go find the shidduch for my son. I said, excuse me. When Lot was in captivity, Pidyon Shvuim, the Gemara says, it's called mitzvah rabbah, one of the biggest mitzvot. He said a Torah for this. Somebody is in jail and was kidnapped in a war. POW. I said, what happened? I said, listen, Rosh Yeshiva, don't touch. Don't send him out of the yeshiva. His place is in yeshiva, let him teach. Here, Avraham Avinu comes. I tell him, listen, Mr. Lot, Mr. Eliezer, please, come with me. No. You go by yourself. Excuse me. It's Rosh Yeshiva. How you sent him? He didn't even go with him. And for Shidduch, who knows if this Shidduch will have ever happened? Maybe the girl will never come. He just wasted him. And he goes 17 days to Syria. He's going to stay there in the hotel. And he's going to take 17 days to come back. And he's Rosh Yeshiva. No punishment or nothing on this. We did get punished on the 10 years of slavery because Avram drafted Lot, drafted Eliezer to save Lot. But this one, it's okay. My name is okay. It's not okay. It's very bad. So the Gemara says that the Gemara tells us, it's after all that we read the Parashat Lech Lecha, that Avinu went to the war. Avinu was far away. He lived in Hebron. And the giant came and told him, listen, they kidnapped your brother-in-law, your nephew, Lot. So in no time, Avraham Avinu was able to catch the enemy. They were far away. We don't know exactly the spot, but up north someplace. The Gemara says this was a miracle. A miracle that Avraham Avinu was able, so-called, to jump over earth and to get a destination. Very strange. Then the Gemara says Avraham Avinu goes, and he has no ammunition. So what he does is, he picks up some sand, and he throws the sand on the enemy from the back, and the sand turned to be swords. Then he picked up some straw, and he threw the straw on them, and the straw turned to be arrows. Miracles. And then he wins the war. And after the war, he comes back, and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, what shall I do? I got no children. And this guy, Eliezer, he's going to inherit me. Hashem said, don't worry, don't, you're going to have a child. You're going to have a child. Don't worry. So, the question is, what does Abraham think? Hashem already hinted to him he's going to have a child before, maybe. But, who said that this Eliezer will take over? Who said? You adopt somebody. You give it to somebody. But, you know, at the time Abraham was young. Not young, but he might still have. He tells Hashem, I see this guy is going to take everything I have. I got no child. Probably this is the guy. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Uziel says, Abraham Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, this man, Eliezer, is a miracle man. I know the reason why I was able to release Lot from captivity and catch the enemy and win the war because of this guy. We don't know why yet. But let's start from the statement to Hashem, and he speaks to Hashem. He says, listen, I think this guy, this is going to take over. He's going to go, why? Because I saw in the war how the war went. It's not, I thought it's my merit. No, it's his merit. The reason why I wanted the war, were able to release Lot, is because of him. It's okay. So it's him. And the Gemara says, then Avraham Avinu comes to Eliezer and says, listen, what I want you to swear to me something. I don't want you to take any girl from here to my son. He says, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? I tell you what I want from you. Tell you what I want from you. The Gemara says, then Avraham Avinu started to talk to Eliezer. Eliezer told him, by the way, why are you sending me to Syria to look for Shidduch for your son? I got a beautiful daughter. I said, excuse me. Abraham knows that you got a daughter. Why are you telling it to him? I said, it's a chutzpah. I said, to go, you know, to see Abraham in his face. I got a daughter. Why you need somebody else? And he said, no. Abraham really himself, in his mouth, told Hashem, I know this guy, Eliezer, is the guy that's going to take over after me. So Eliezer comes over and says to Abraham, listen, Abraham. I says, I got a daughter. I got a daughter. That means, you know, I know that I'm second in command. So therefore, my daughter is perfect for your son. It meant to be this way. Abraham said, listen, we cannot do it because your father is Nimrod and your grandfather is Ham. So we cannot do this shidduch. You have to go over there. But the real reason behind it, Abraham tells Eliezer, when you go over there, you pick up the girl, and the girl is going to go behind you. It means not something that you're going to take the girl. It's going to be something automatic that you're going to get there. And I know, Abraham said, I know it. I said, how do you know it? I said, listen, Hashem promised me and swore to me. And you know when Hashem do it? When I complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I got no children and you're going to be the one taking over after me. And Hashem said, no. So, what it means is that you're not second in command. It's going to be somebody else. Who is Yitzchak? So, but I know that you have to do with this something because it happened to be that while I was discussing this with Hashem, I told Hashem that you're a miracle man. And then Hashem said, you're going to have a son. Must be you somebody here. So therefore, what I'm asking you, please do go over there to see her to my family and get a girl. She thought, listen, this guy, Eliezer, is a big miracle man. He's going to go over there to the well and he's going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Hashem, I'm not going to follow the instruction of my master to go to the house and knock on the door. Say, Chacham, I'll tell you what. The Gemara says that you always should go to meet a girl by checking the brother. The man says, if the brother is good, marry the girl. If the brother is no good, doesn't matter anything. The children are not going to be good. He said, you're going to have a major problem in your life. Can you imagine that Ezra would have gone to the house, and Rivka's brother was chief of liars, the biggest liar in the world. Open the door, and Ezra is going to look at him and says, who are you? He says, Mr. Honest, my name is Lavan. Eliezer says, excuse me, I'm in the wrong address. Eliezer said, listen, I'm going to do something else. So Gemara comes and tells us like this, look, a person wants to get married or wants to marry his children. I said, what is the guarantee shidduch that the person is going to have? The Zohar says like this, look, person can meet a girl, top girl, religious, everything. He's going to marry the girl, he's going to have children. But she is not the designated one that she designated. Since the Zohar is going to live long life with her, he's going to have children with her, grandchildren with her, but it's not the one Hashem wanted you to marry. Therefore, says the Zohar, you're going to die and you come back to this world to marry the designated one. You made a mistake. She's a good girl, nothing is wrong. I know Chachamim say that all the divorces that people have is not necessarily this was the designated wife. In a lot of cases, it was not the designated wife. You can be lucky, says as well, that you marry somebody and that somebody is a very nice person to you, but she's not the one Hashem meant. I'm sorry, it's not Hashem meant. It's as well. You made a mistake. You made a mistake. Okay, fine. You made a mistake. You had a good life with her. Fine. She's a good girl. Fine. But she's not yours. How would you know that you want to marry the designated one? How do you know? Right. You go on the computer. This is religious. Say, Shiduchim. Say, yeah, I mean, the girl. She's not a girl. You know? I don't know. No. I say, Bezat Hashem, you pray to Hashem. Means nothing. You don't know. There's one guarantee. Say, Chachamim. That you're going to get the one. If you pray to Hashem, I want the designated one. Not that I'm looking for shidduch for my son, or I'm looking for shidduch for myself, and Hashem, please help me. It doesn't mean that your request is going to be answered by Kadosh Baruch Hu the way you want it. Maybe sometimes Hashem doesn't listen to the person, and you think, well, he sees my bashert. Oh, it's not. No, it's a mistake. If you pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, 40 days before the baby gets formed, Hashem says, this person's daughter, this is the designated one for this guy. So what you have to pray to Hashem is, I want to fulfill your will. It's not that I'm going to find my shidduch. No. Hashem is the shadchan. The Gemara says, Hashem is the matchmaker. The Chazanish, now this also say never go to a matchmaker, never. Rabbi Yaakov Amdin 250 years ago says in Hebrew matchmaker is shatchan. He says shatchan is abbreviation for words. Shin is sheker, a lie. Dalet is dover, is saying. Chav, kesel, money. Nun, notel, takes. Shatchan means one thing. He lies and he wants to take his money. It doesn't mean for you. It means nothing. I says, you have to sit down. Somebody has to come over to you and says, I have a shidduch. It's perfect. You go to a shadchan, you call him, and he wants $5,000 deposit. And if shidduch is going to go, he wants $70,000. And he says, I get this, it goes. It's not a designated one. So therefore, the Gemara says, Chachamim say, look, Eliezer is a miracle man. We don't know yet what. Why? It comes to Khan, he doesn't go to the house. He says, I'm going to stand over here. I want, he tells Hashem, I want here not to find a girl for my master's son. No.
I want to find what you had in mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we may say, the designated one then. So I'm going to make something that I think that you decided. If it's true, if it's not true, she won't do it. But I take it for granted, if the girl is very kind, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kemalei Rachamim, so maybe, you know, the girl is the same thing, and Avraham Avinu is master of kindness. So I think, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you designated for his son a girl that wants to do kindness. So if you designated it, let the girl come outside now, and she'll offer me and the camels. It's going to be a sign. And then the Rivka comes, and of course he runs over to her and says, give it, you want to give me water? And she says, I'll give it to the camel. He says, he goes to her and give it two bracelets. And one even got a nose, and Mazal Tov. I said, what Mazal Tov? You don't even know who she is. You don't understand. I says, I did it just because I prayed to Hashem, not like Avraham Avinu said. I told Hashem, I need a designated one. You cannot be wrong when you ask that like this. The hardship of Shiduchim that people have to find the match, says the Gemara, is like Yat Yam Suf, like splitting Yam Suf. What's splitting Yam Suf? I mean, the same answer is, there's no way. They say, we're stuck. So, how are you going to go? They say, right, Takui Hashem. They say, you start screaming to Hashem, 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 Hashem. I say, Shiduchim is only to pray to Hashem, but you have to pray the designated one. So it means, I'm here to fulfill Hashem's will. Not because, Bezrat Hashem, I'll get the Shiduch, Hashem, I'll give you. No. This is only secondary. The first thing, that's what you have to do. And therefore, this miracle man, by the way, gets Rivka, and the miracle is, if she is the designated one, she said right away, hey, of course, Mazal Tov. I said, you didn't see the guy. I don't have to see the guy. Who's not to see the guy? Because if there's a designated one, Hashem does the Shidduch. It's not Eliezer found him. Hashem delivered her, because that's the one. So Hashem is going to put in her head to say, yes. And he comes home. And the father, Betuel, and Lavan, and the mother sits over there. And he repeats the whole story. Says the Gemara, what do you need this repetition? Say, he came to the house and he told the story. No, the Torah is going to go in details. Eliezer came to the well and he said, I was standing over there and I was praying to Hashem to send a designated one. And if she's going to give water to me and my camels, and here she came, and here she is, and then I gave her the bracelets. And then I asked what's her name. Then I gave her the bracelets. So Gemara says, you know what? Hashem loves the talk of Eliezer more than Torah. Because the Gemara says some halachot that we have from the Torah are just being hinted in the Torah. And Chachamim Ken, Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do this, how do you know? Show in the text. I said, well, it's not clear in the text. It's like codes. They say, you have a letter here, a letter there, this. Hekesh, Kizrashava, this, the Gemara says. I said, why didn't you write clearly? He says, I can't write a book. With all the halachot, all Shulchan Aruch. It's going to be, look how many volumes, this is Mishnah Berurah, Yalkut Yosef. It is going to be endless Torah. So Hashem wrote it with code, okay? This is, so every letter is very important, right? Because you cannot give me all the Torah. Okay, fine. It says, why do you repeat this story in the Torah? It's not necessary. It's a repetition. The story will happen. I says, Hashem loves this repetition more than Torah. I said, what's behind it? And then the Torah continues that, by the way, this Betuel and Lavan says, it's from Hashem, it's from Hashem. So what's from Hashem? What do you mean Hashem? Yeah, it means, yeah, listen, Ashgacha, no. They said, listen, this is my Hashem. It happened, it means this was designated. We understand what you say. And then the Betuel died in the morning. He wants to leave, and the mother and Lavan said, no, she should stay. And I said, let's call the girl. And she said, I'm leaving anyway. Even if you don't want it. I said, where do you get this idea? You're 3 years old. Where are you going? You don't even know where you're going. You haven't got no passport. I said, listen, if it's the designated one, it's going to be by Hashem. Hashem does the whole thing. And then Tom Chacham, you say, look, the same way happened to Eliezer and Abraham in the First World War, that in a few minutes, Abraham was able to reach the enemy, is because of Eliezer. It's the same thing over here. Eliezer left Hebron, and in 17 days trip took a few hours. I says, it's the same concept exactly with this guy. I says, this guy is a miracle man. It says, whatever he does is miracles.
You want the war?
And that's what Abraham Avinu, he tells them, no, you go over there, you get the shiduch. Because why? Because you're a miracle man. I know. You can deliver. If it's possible. Because I don't have it. My merit is yours. He says, by the way, if she doesn't want to go, I want you to go to the neighbor. Because I'm not going to go to the neighbor because I don't know if I'll be able to deliver. You have tremendous power in something. I don't know what it is. You're a miracle man. Some will know what it is. You're a miracle man. So even if the girl from Syria doesn't want to come, you go to next door neighbor and knock on the door. I says, why don't you go up on? This guy is something else. This is yes. But Chacham said, look, when the First World War occurred, I mean, he went to Yeshiva and took this guy, Eliezer, said, let's go to release Lot. I says, listen, Avram, you don't touch Rosh Yeshiva to go and do something that you want to do. You want to release your nephew, your brother-in-law. It's true, Nishmat Mashiach. Leave him alone, leave him alone. You're not his boss. Hashem is his boss, he's a Rosh Yeshiva. For this we got punished, 210 years of slavery. But, if you go to Eliezer, tell Mr. Eliezer, we want to fulfill Hashem's will. What do you mean? Well, Hashem designated a girl for my son. Yitzchak is 40 years old. We have to find a designated one. Not because I want my son to get married. Hashem wants my son to get married. Hashem designated somebody for him. It says it's not that I want to go and find Lot and release him from captivity. This you can take Rosh Yeshiva. But you can take it to Rosh Yeshiva, tell him, listen, Rosh Yeshiva, you want to do something that Hashem wants us to fulfill. So what do you mean Hashem wants you? Well, Hashem wants me to find the designated girl for my son. So I'm not going to find the shiduch. I'm going to find the designated one. It means I'm going to fulfill Hashem's will. For this will, there's a woman that got punished. Comes out here and says, okay, what's the secret of this guy? And he says, when Abraham talks to Hashem, then he tells him, everything is Eliezer. So before the Torah says that Abraham came to Yeshiva, it says in the Torah, Mayareket Chanichav. Chanichav means students at least. So Rashi says, no, Chanichav, the word Chanuch is inside this word Chanichav. This guy Eliezer is Chanuch. Who is Chanuch? Chanuch used to be a shoemaker. And every soul that he sold the shoe, he said, Baruch Shem Kvam Achutu L'Olam Ba'ed. He says, I don't sew the shoe. Hashem gives me energy in my hand, and he tells me, put the needle here, and sew the shoe. Gemara says, and every time he stuck the needle to sew the shoe, he said, Baruch Shem Kvam Achutu L'Olam Ba'ed. Thank you very much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you helped me to sew the shoe. You are sewing the shoe. I'm not sewing the shoe. So, that Eliezer is the body of this guy Chanuch. But eventually, this Chanuch became interior minister upstairs, Batak, the one that, if we may say, looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'a says his name is the same miracle value of Hashem's name. And this guy, Elisha ben Abuyaz, Elisha ben Avuya, that was in stage of Rabbi Akiva, he said, I see two entities upstairs. What he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? No, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Shnaim. He said, what do you mean two? I said, listen to me, I know what's going on in Shema. I see two. The Gemara says, what do you mean two? It's only Hashem. He says, no, he saw this guy. He said, who is this? This is Chanuch. Chanuch became the interior minister. Hashem made him in the shape of Hashem. Hashem is like a cloud, a blue cloud. This guy is also a blue cloud. He says, What's the guy's power? He says, the guy's power that he does not believe that he does anything. Everything Hashem does. Nothing. I don't do nothing. I don't have Bezrat Hashem. Hashem does everything, and I have just to know that Hashem wants it. So when I stuck the needle to make the shoe, I said, Hashem, listen, Hashem, shall I sew the shoe? So I got it. I said, Baruch Hashem, okay, Hashem, so I did what you want. He said, this is Guy Eliezer, it's Chanuch. The Bible is Chanuch. Therefore, he's a miracle man. But it's because, not because it's just this body of this Chanuch. This is because he acts like Chanuch. He doesn't just, do things. He wants to do what Hashem wants him to do. So it's not,
I hope to do this, and I hope Hashem will help me. No, no. I want to know if I fulfill Hashem's will. Because the Gemara says, for example, Hashem decided on Rosh Hashanah how much money a person is going to make in the year time. So every time the person goes to work and he makes money, he has to think, I hope I'm going to make the money that Hashem already decided on Rosh Hashanah that money I'm going to make. So everything has to go backwards to the will of Hashem. I'm going to say this is the success. I'm going to say the success of a plus is when it's this in mind. So nothing can go wrong. Never. You cannot lose any money. You cannot, Hashem, be sick or something. I says, no. I says, I want to do what Hashem wants me to do. What did Hashem have in mind for me to do? I says, did Hashem have this in mind? I should go there. I should do this. I should buy it. I should sell it. I should, this is the shidduch. That's the way you think. And this is the power of Eliezer. That's what Chachamim said. That's what Hashem said. I love the story of Eliezer more than Torah. After all, you fulfill the Torah, but you should get inside us. The Torah repeated it. The story that you say, look what the story did, convince people of the Zohar. It's from Hashem. It's everything from Hashem. As the Torah Shach used to say, every bullet has an address. I says, you can't run away. At the time of Saddam Hussein, I says, you can't run away. Rav Shach used to say, listen, you have to be on the right path, and you say, I want to do Hashem's will. If Hashem wants me dead, I'm dead. You can't escape from Hashem. But you have to do the will of Hashem. This is a segula for Aslachar, Chut Yomim, Sim Hashem, Rav Amin, Amin. Amen.